Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik, sitting in for Mark Wilson this week. And joining me in studio right now is Tiffany Songer, the Buffalo High School Student Council sponsor, and a couple of students, Jake Watterson and Caleb Jones, joining us. Tiffany, let's talk to you here for a moment first. Go ahead and kind of tell people, if you maybe step up to that mic there. Go ahead and kind of tell people what it is you do over there at Buffalo High School.
I'm actually a United States history teacher for the sophomore class, but I am one of the sponsors. There's actually two other student council sponsors that we share the duties. It's Tracy Kirvin and Chris Cox. And we just want to come here today to kind of educate people. We have a couple of changes with homecoming this year, and so we have some really cool new things that we wanted to let you guys know about.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, homecoming's always a fun time because you get to do crazy things every day. You have events. You have certain things set up. Who kind of decides what those days are going to be?
Our student council, basically. So the student council kids are the ones who really set the agenda. They came up with some of the new ideas that we're having this year. For example, Jake Watterson is our president, so he's one of the ones that leads those ideas, and the group comes up, and they come up with the ideas and vote on what they want to do.
Okay. Let's bring the students in. You mentioned Jake Watterson. We got Caleb Jones here as well. Jake, you're president, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. How do you become president of student council?
You just get voted in.
Okay. And so when do they do the voting?
They usually do it at the end of the year.
Okay. So the end of last year, so you knew before coming in this year that you were going to be president?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And we did some practices in the summer and stuff like that.
All right.
Just to get ready.
Excellent. And Caleb, do you have an official title with student council?
Yeah, I'm actually the student body treasurer.
Okay. Student body treasurer, so you handle the money?
Yeah, pretty much. All
right. So you got to be a pretty trustworthy guy to have that job.
Yeah. I guess you
can
see that.
So let's talk about some of the changes Ms. Songer was talking about. What are some of the changes that are coming up this year?
Well, this year for homecoming, we're doing a scavenger hunt, which we haven't done in the past years. And that's what I'm leading. I think that will be pretty fun.
Tell us a little bit about the scavenger hunt.
Well, for the scavenger hunt, we're going to set it up around the school, and we're going to have teams. But there's a twist to this scavenger hunt because student council members are going to be chasing the kids that are trying to get the objects
okay.
that they need to find.
And has this happened just within the school or along the whole town? Where does this take place?
Around the school.
Okay, excellent. So people are finding stuff. What happens if you catch one of the people that you're chasing? Are they out or how does that work?
We haven't really discussed that part yet, but we're going to...
Maybe give them some water balloons full of paint or something so they can throw them at them?
Yeah, exactly. That's actually a good idea. I'll write that one down.
And Caleb, what is it, besides being treasurer, what is it that you enjoy about student council?
I like being able to be a voice for the kids at our school so they feel like they have somebody to go to.
So do you have to campaign for something like this? Do you guys have like campaigns you run throughout the school to get people to vote for you?
You don't have to, but you can. It helps a lot. I did. I had posters of myself and stuff.
Okay.
And was telling people to vote for me.
Did you have like a whole committee that helped you make those posters, or you just do that yourself?
Yeah, I had some people that helped me. I think that's what makes it fun too.
Yeah.
Just doing that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So besides the scavenger hunt, what are the other changes for this year?
So for the dodgeball this year, we have a barbecue going on during that. So parents and people that are watching can go outside and get a hot dog or a cheeseburger. And so that's different. Instead of doing that during the parade, it'll be during dodgeball this year. And
okay.
The barbecue that goes to Make-A-Wish, and that's going to somebody in Wyoming. So that's
very cool.
Yeah.
So all the proceeds for that are going to Make-A-Wish right here in Wyoming.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent, excellent. It's always nice to do fundraisers for anything, but especially when it's helping out something local.
Yeah, that makes it a lot better, I think.
Definitely. So kind of run through the days of the week and some of the things that you guys are going to be enjoying during homecoming week.
Well, on Monday, Monday is the scavenger hunt, and Tuesday we have dodgeball and the barbecue.
Okay.
What
time is the dodgeball and the barbecue? You said people can come watch the dodgeball?
6.
Okay, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. And on Wednesday at 8 a.m., we have a parade. And we're going to do the parade with the elementary school kids as well.
What's the parade route?
It's stops at the top of High School Hill.
Oh, okay.
And then it, I think it goes around the elementary schools, but okay. I'm not quite sure on that one yet.
Gotcha. But so did you guys make a float?
Yeah, I think definitely we're going to have some floats. You got to have floats in a parade.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what are some of the other things going on?
Oh, in the parade, we're also going to have booths for the elementary school kids. And it's going to be assorted with different activities. So the elementary school kids can kind of get a feel for, you know, what activity they want to do when they get to high school, just to give them some options. And
it's probably pretty exciting for the kids. Yeah, I bet they get excited about that.
Yeah, we're going to make it exciting for them.
There will be a dunk tank where the elementary school kids can dunk the high school football players.
Now, see, that's fun. Oh, no way. That's fun.
Awesome. And face painting.
Okay.
So it's just a good way to get the high schoolers interacting with the elementary school. So, and the parade starts at the top of Old High School Hill.
Okay.
Burritt, and then goes down to Middle Ark Elementary Fields.
Excellent. And so the dunk tank, do you know who's going to be sitting in the dunk tank yet?
I don't. My vote is for Caleb Jones.
Okay. Yeah. How does Caleb feel about that?
I'll do it.
Yeah, no, that'd be fun. Dunk tanks are always a good time. So what else is going on with homecoming week?
Thursday, we don't really have much going on. There is a girls' volleyball game. I think those start at 5 or 6. But Friday is also a pretty big day. We have more girls' volleyball. We have swimming, cross-country, and the football game is at 7.
Oh, they play a football game on homecoming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And who's the opponent for the homecoming game this year?
Warland.
I think Warland is actually this week.
Warland's this week. I messed up. It's
Is it Powell?
Powell. Yeah. My bad. Not Warland. I was thinking about, like, we're kind of learning about Warland, so that kind of got in my head.
There you go. Well, Warland played Powell, actually, last week. I think they beat him 6-3, if I saw the score right.
They did.
So that might look good for us come homecoming night.
Yeah.
It should.
Absolutely. So, okay, you got all that stuff going on for homecoming week. Now, homecoming is so quickly once school starts. Do you guys just hit the ground running from day one on school on getting this stuff planned?
Yeah, actually, we start even before the school.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we had a meeting back in August on the 16th, like, to where we just started with the base for figuring things out, and we basically just go with it.
Kind of talk a little bit about the planning to get the dance ready and all that kind of stuff. There's got to be a lot that goes into that, and a lot of people, they don't really know everything that goes into putting something like this together. They just see the finished product.
Oh yeah, there is a lot of planning. We've been having a lot of meetings and just trying like, we each have our committees, and we meet separately. And then on Thursdays, we all meet together and talk about what our committees talked about and what our plan is. And there's a lot to do to get all these events set up.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
And our council's doing a really good job doing that so far.
How many people do you guys have in student council?
About 25
kids? All right. And so what's after homecoming, what's the next thing you guys will be planning or going after?
Pretty much the next thing that we'll be planning or going after is we're going to be working on some service projects in the community, and so we'll be going kind of talking about what we want to do for fundraisers for the community. So in past things, you know, we've done food drives and things like that, and I think our student council is wanting to maybe do something more creative this year and to benefit the community. So we're going to vote on what we do and then plan that.
And so some of your fundraisers, it's not all just for high school activities, for other community stuff as well, huh?
Yeah, and actually I would say that the majority of our fundraisers are for the community. Oh, okay. Like, for example, Make-A-Wish and the food drive. Last year we did Toys for Tots. So I'd say the majority of the fundraisers are for the community. We do have to keep student council going, so there are things that go into the student council to keep student council going. But the most of it is actually to give back to the community and teach the kids how to give back in service projects.
Okay. And was there anything else you guys wanted to hit on before we wrap things up here this morning? Anything on your list that I didn't hit?
Be at the game Friday.
Be at the game Friday, and all the games, the volleyball game on Thursday.
Yeah,
and
all of them.
And all of them, absolutely. So once again, we're talking with Caleb Jones, Jake Watterson, and Tiffany Songer. Guys, I thank you so much for taking the time here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
This is 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS.